Steve and Justin here. Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. Today we talk about mastering transaction workflow with Justin Sliva. So this is day two of having Justin here, fortunately, to profess his wisdom on how to do real estate transactions. But worry not, Jill is the permanent...
permanent. Did you miss me? Are you getting lonely with me?
The permanent co-host.
You're feeling a little lack of spooning going on up here? I'll hold your hand under the camera if you'd like. I don't mind.
Justin's like, really? Do our shoulders have to really touch?
I told you, I don't mind.
I don't either, Mitch. Yeah. Well, let's just stop that right there.
Rated G show, rated G.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. And I'm going to have you answer this question if I ask it.
All right.
Alex asks, hey everyone, currently trying to find three counties to send my first mailers to. The issue I'm running into is finding enough properties on RealQuest to warrant a data scrubbing. I enter the exact criteria list into RealQuest as shown on the Land Academy video, but keep getting extremely low amounts of records for every county. Most counties return between 20 and 40 records that match. And am I overthinking the land use portion of RealQuest, or am I just missing something altogether? Searching for unimproved lots between 4.5 and 6 acres with a land value between 0 to 10,000, that's the problem. The land value between 0 to 10,000 is way too small.
Yeah, especially if you're in the eastern part of the eastern states.
Yeah. Most of my searches have been in the eastern states like Pennsylvania and Georgia and other random counties. Scattered all over the East Coast, not sure what matters or not, I think we answered the question. He answered his own question.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, everybody answers their own question.
Yeah, the one thing, you're doing 4.6 to 6 acres. Why don't we ramp that up and try 20?
In those states, too, I was actually going to recommend going down.
Going down? Yeah, no.
Because there's a lot more smaller parcels than there are larger ones.
Yeah, but
especially
you have some rural parts there that you forget about that come back with you when you start looking at like the Virginias and things like that. You have some areas there that are pretty rural and they're old farmland and things like that to where you can make a good amount of money on the margin there. So I'd say go up in property size, maybe.
Just go both.
Yeah. Go up
just,
and down.
Mail it all.
1 to 100. And then adjust the pricing.
Have you ever done that?
Yes.
So have I.
Yeah.
Did it work for you?
Yeah. Yeah. I had a guy, we were talking yesterday or day before. He goes, so you just stop at like 40 acres? Because I told him to do 20 to 40 acres at $1,000 an acre. He said, no, that's a rough number. I do up to 200. And he goes, did you do any good with that? I was like, yeah, I bought a 135 acre property for 50 grand, sold it for 115. And he's like, what? So you're like, yeah, so don't be scared of that. And if you have a problem with the funding, we know people that can take care of that too.
Yeah, like Justin.
Yeah, I'm not plugging anything, but we'll
go ahead and plug.
Yeah, we'll help you out there if you get a property that you're getting at 30 cents, 35 cents on a dollar.
Let me be super clear. You should never stop sending out mail because you only have $14,000 in your checking account and you only want to spend 10 of it. If you find a great deal, just bring it to Justin. If the deal is truly good, he'll fund 100% of it and split the margin with you. Yep. Split 50-50, right?
Yep.
Is it online?
Yeah, HUD to HUD. You know, so it's everybody sees everything. It's not any special tricks there.
Right.
So,
if there's one thing that I've learned in the last 3 or 4 months about doing these live events and stuff, mm-hmm. is that I think people are afraid of the funding part of this. And Justin's got it all worked out. But here's the thing. It's got to be a good deal.
Yep.
It's got to be a great deal.
Yeah. And I've had some deals that were great deals for somebody by themselves, but they weren't great deals for us. And I'm like, man, it's a great deal for you. If it were my property, I would do it. And I've had a few people offer to give it to me. And I'm like, no, it's your property. You make the money, do it. Go ahead. So
I think that should answer the question. In general, removing parameters, like I put a lot of parameters in the cash flow from land mm-hmm. program, the 1.0. If you put in all those parameters and you're not getting the numbers that you think you should, one by one, remove those parameters and you'll get the counts that you need.
Yeah.
And in some weird cases, I don't know about those states specifically, there's just not a lot of land.
Yeah.
I don't see it very often, but it does happen. Or the assessor data from which RealQuest pulls and DataTree and the rest of them pull is just bad, weird, rural data. That's possible.
Yeah,
you don't see it too often, but it happens once in a while.
And you can also shift to different counties in different parts of the country too. So, you know, you may be eastern focused on that. Find you another county in another area, and you have a couple different areas going. You know, it's easy to to know what you're going to be priced for each
one. It's very frequent for me to pull data from a, identify a county that I think works for a lot of reasons and different product types, get in there, start pulling the data and finding out the quality of the data sucks. And it's just in the end, when the purchase agreements come back, I'm not going to be able to research with that level of that low quality data. It's just too hard to get a deal done. So I'll just move on.
Yeah.
There's 3,500, 3,400 counties in the country and like 14,000 zip codes, I think. I think that there's enough dirt out there.
Yeah. Throw a dart.
Today's topic, mastering transaction workflow with Justin Sliva. This is the meat of the show. How do you walk us through a deal? This is not as a lender now, but
okay,
or a partner, but a deal that walk us through your workflow on a deal that you generate.
I'm not as VA fitted as a lot of people, but for a deal, for you want to start mailer, or do you want to start?
Yeah, like right, like you chose a county.
Okay,
just choose a county out of the hat. You chose a county in Montana.
Okay, so if I chose a county in Montana, I'd pull that county up and I would look at LandWatch, Lands of America, Lands of whatever, Land and Farm, Land Penn, Land. Land Moto, and see what's in that county, and then get a pricing. And I put it all together in a sheet, start running through the numbers, see what it for like kind properties, what I'm going to shop. So if it's 20 acre or 15 acre to 60 acre, that's all rural, unimproved, run through that like kind, shoot out a number on my little spreadsheet that I've made for myself. It's not anything special. It's just average, 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 averages everything up. And then what's 30, 35, 40% of that. And then kind of go from there. For pricing. And then put that out there. Then I send it to offers owners. I let them mail merge it because that's one less thing I actually have to do. They'll do it for me for free. So send that in that away. And then we wait for Pat Live to start calling. Usually it's about 2 weeks, 16
yeah.
days, start getting calls.
So Pat Live is an answering service. And as a member of Land Academy, you get 20% off. We don't take any money from it. It's just a courtesy deal.
Yeah, and they've been great. And, you know, the trick is a lot of people got into a lot of trouble because they wanted all these questions answered by Pat Live. I have a real quick script that says, hey, what county, what state are you in? APN, the reference number that was on my letter. And do you accept the agreement price?
Yeah,
yes
does
or
that
no?
price work?
Yeah, no. If it's yes, then they say, okay, great, cool. Have the purchasing manager contact you. If you say no, what price would you sell it for? Can we have your email? We'll get back in touch with you. And it's quick. You don't really go over your minutes by too much because Pat Live charges by the minute, but you have all the information you need. So you get that APN number, you plug it into ParcelFact. Now I see my property. I'm looking for a road to it. Okay, it looks like it's got a road. That's a county road. So it's not a
right
two-track with a fence that I can't see a barbed wire fence because I have been burned by that. It's a lesson learned for me that I'm sharing with you for free here. but, you know, you get that, then I call the person back once I have the information in front of me. You know, I like to see the sales information in ParcelFact. That's great. Hey, they bought it in 94 for $35,000 and I'm offering them 28 and they called me back and they said yes. Great. Well, I know I bought all that equity from all those years. I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
And then if it matches what my numbers are showing anyways, then you know, you've got two sets of data. You got old data, you got new data, and it kind of gives you a good litmus test. And
awesome.
So from there, we get it in. If it's that big of a property, we run it through title. So I'll get a hold of them and say, hey, I know we said 3-day close with the cashier's check. This property this big, we run it through title to get good title insurance. Is everybody that's can sign on a deed still alive? And most times it's yeah. And then if not, don't worry about it. We'll let title get it cleaned up. Send it to title, get a hold of a title agent there. Then just wait to wire the money, sign. Once we get it back, we start broadcasting it out.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Have you used Infill Lots yet? Infill Reports.
I have not.
We just launched it last week, and we're getting a huge response.
Okay.
So, you should check that out. It's a company that we started because our members were requesting, how do I know if this property is buildable? Where are the utilities? It answers all. It's a technical engineering report on the property, where all the utilities are. It's very sophisticated, and a preliminary title report's included in the price. So, if you go on the site, I am plugging our site now.
Yeah,
inforeports.com. You know, to make it helps you make a very informed acquisition decision, and it gives you, I think it's a 25-page report about, and it grades the property between 1 and 3. 3 being, yep, it's absolutely buildable the way that it is, or there's some sections have 2s that need to be, you know, utilities need to be brought to the lot line. And then in some cases you get a 1 where, you know, it's just never going to happen, or it's not going to happen without a tremendous amount of like zoning change or things like that. So it's a really, the guy that I developed it with, I asked him where he was in my life, like in 2004, because it would have dramatically changed the properties that we purchased and sold and for how much we sold them specifically.
Wow.
So it's kick-ass. We're thinking about... we're thinking very seriously, and I'm not... Jill's got to be weigh in on it, about giving the first one away for free, like the first report, so you can see how valuable it is. But there's a bunch of sample reports in there. It's really a great tool. So walk us through now... the second type of deal that you typically do as a lender or a partner.
Okay, so second type of deal we normally do, we we'll take a person will reach out to us and they'll say via, it may be Facebook, it may be through our website with where you can book a deal review or a consulting, hey, we're looking for a partnership, email, and with all the different social medias, it may be a DM and Instagram that says, hey, we see you do this. I ask for the county, for the state, or the state, the county, the APN, and what you have it for contract price. Then we take a look at it, and we run it the same way we do on ours. I treat it just like it would be one of my deals.
Okay, good.
I don't get too far into the due diligence because we're going to run it through title. So we'll get into it. I'll check and make sure that people are alive. Hey, is both people alive? So we know if we got anything coming up. Access, double check the access for us because that's a real big thing we're seeing. Is access usually breaks about out of every five deals we get back that's a yes, it breaks two or three of them. And so verifying that access is good.
It's
legal.
It's a huge issue for us and everybody. Yep,
legal and physical access going from there. And then we get it to a title company. We hold it in our LLC name just because we have the money out on it. The person is the manager of it, so they have equity. Interest in
it's
it.
Just it's like a mortgage.
Yep.
It's just like a lien.
We don't actually put a lien on it. We just hold it in our name. And then we take care of that from there and send it back out. Title takes care of both sides of it for us. We've run into some issues where some counties, the title companies, they want to deal directly with me and not with the manager of the property, which isn't a problem. We handle that. Mm-hmm. So it's not a big deal.
It's a smoking deal.
Yep.
For anybody who's in the, I can't express this enough. If you're somebody who understands data, you're a member of the group, you're sending a lot of blind offers out, you just don't have the dough, which is totally, you know, it's nothing to feel bad about. Maybe you're young and you're starting out.
Yeah.
You can scale your business up dramatically. If you can find undervalued property using the mail, mm-hmm. direct, and then you can buy it. These guys will buy anything if it's a good deal.
Yeah, and that's the crazy thing. We see people that they don't believe it at first. They follow the steps all the way through. We tell them, hey, these are the kind of properties we like. And those guys come back, you know, a month later, and they've got two or three deals sitting in a hopper, and they can't afford them all. And they're the potential of making $80,000 on three or four deals. And you're like, told you, you know,
yeah.
I told you, it's not rocket science. And there's no magic county list. Just go out there and run the numbers for the county, offer a percentage below that, buy it for less than it's worth, and resell it. It's pretty simple.
Is there some place you have your acquisition criteria, the perfect deal, published so that people could, like members could actually tailor their mailers to that?
No. What we're starting to do is starting to put pictures of the properties up a little, and of the property area, so people can kind of see what properties we are buying right now. But as we start going through, we'll start saying, hey, past deals, what they look like, what they funded, what the person made. I mean, if somebody's willing to put, you know, the $1,000 in marketing material they're going to have for 2,000 mailers, then they come back and they're making 10 grand a pop on a $10,000 property. We fund it. It sells for 30. They make 10,000. All they have is 1,000 or 2,000 bucks in it. You know, they could do those left and right, and we'll fund them all day.
You could accumulate $250,000 in like 2 months doing that.
Really quickly. Yeah. Really quickly.
And the big deal too, that you're getting a professional acquisitions person's set of eyes on the deal, and they're telling him whether or not it's a good deal for free. So,
and that's a big thing. Is a lot of guys we had if the comps don't justify it, and it's just my opinion. It's not gospel. It's not right or wrong. We ran into an issue. We ran into a property that everywhere around it, this was like an acre lot. It's probably worth every comp was $75,000 for this acre lot. Guy was getting it for I want to say like 20. Looked like a smoking deal on the surface, but as we start to get into the comps a little bit different, every one of the comps were in a subdivision, and this one wasn't. It was outside, didn't have utilities, and it was next to a church. So you're kind of like, man, it could go either way.
Yeah.
You know, Dollar General just built on a lot next to it, so it wasn't zoned residential or commercial. It was up for the grab still, so could have been a home run. But like to me, that's the long term play, and that's not what we do. We're here to get you to scale fast, and that's our whole business is getting you over that hump so you don't have to use me anymore. I'd love it if you do, but I don't need you to. You know, I want you to be successful, and that's what we're here for. We're here to partner to make you successful, not be somebody that's just taking money every deal from you.
I mean, it's really everybody wins.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, I think we talked about it yesterday. The percentages, most lenders, or maybe we did off the, not when the camera was on, most lenders charge 10%.
Yep.
And so they're not taking the risk with you. They just want their 10% regardless of something goes wrong or whatever. The way you guys have this structured is, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, we and the people, that sticker shock of the 50, hey, we want 50% of the deal, the profit. Yeah, we're profit sharing. We're doing a joint venture. We're doing a partnership.
Taking the risk.
Yeah, but you're not on a juice. You don't give me 2 points at front and 14% interest on the backside like a hard money would on a house that has a little bit more value.
Hard money costs you money.
It does.
Partnership costs you nothing. Or is it nothing, or is it just...
You're making money, so you're only paying if you make money. So I think that's the good part about it, right?
I don't think it costs you money.
Yeah.
Well, you did it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss how to get acquisition funding, which we just sort of covered now, from Justin Sliva. And we answer your questions online, posted at the Land Academy, landinvestors.com community. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.